Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Survivors of the Walmart shooting in Chesapeake, Virginia this week are talking about their experiences. Seven people died in the shooting, including the gunman who apparently took his own life. Jesse Wilczewski was in the store break room when 31-year-old Andre Bing walked in and opened fire. Wilczewski had only worked at the store for 5 days, and she says that's probably why she was spared.
He had the gun pointed at me, and then he went like this and put the gun up. And then he just looked at me and said, Jesse, go home.
Wilczewski says she did not leave because she didn't want the people shot to die alone. New Twitter owner Elon Musk says starting next week, the platform will be granting so-called amnesty for suspended accounts. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, experts fear the move could lead to a rise in hate speech and harassment online.
Elon Musk asked his millions of followers if accounts that have been suspended should be allowed back on Twitter, and most respondents said yes. So now Musk says starting next week, he'll begin doing just that, which could mean accounts banned for spreading misinformation or making violent threats may soon be active again. That could cause a further exodus among advertisers. Already, about half of Twitter's top 100 advertisers have either left or paused business with the social media site. And there have been growing concerns that if Twitter becomes a hostile forum, it could run afoul of Apple and Google's App Store rules. Being banned from those app stores could cripple the company's future growth. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
The United Nations Human Rights Council has ordered an international probe into Iran's violent crackdown of women's rights protests. China tried but failed to remove the paragraph that refers to the fact-finding mission. The mission will be operational until next year. As the BBC's Imogene Folks reports, Western diplomats say the mission will send a powerful signal of support to Iranian women.
Iran lobbied hard against this fact-finding mission. Its diplomats, backed by China and Venezuela, argued the proposal was an arrogant political ploy and inappropriate interference in domestic affairs. But the UN's latest figures, 14,000 people arrested since the protests began, more than 300 killed, and the graphic scenes of Iran's police beating young women, persuaded enough member states to back an independent investigation.
The BBC's Imogene Folks. In Ukraine, Russian forces shelled the city of Kherson on Thursday, with local officials saying 7 people were killed and 21 others were injured. Russian attacks over the past few weeks against critical civilian infrastructure have left residents across the country scrambling to find food, water, and heat. In the capital of Kyiv, many people are taking empty bottles in search of water, with some collecting rainwater from downpipes. Repair teams, meanwhile, are continuing their efforts to reconnect electricity and water lines in the area. You're listening to NPR News. A new study finds that the deadly 2021 heat wave in the Pacific Northwest was made possible by climate change. Researchers found the heat wave would have been virtually impossible without human-caused global warming. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports.
The heat wave in late June and early July 2021 killed more than 200 people and sent hundreds more to the hospital with heat-related illnesses. A new study by scientists in Germany and the U.S. finds that the heat wave would have been basically impossible as recently as the 1950s. But the Earth is heating up rapidly, causing more severe heat waves. The scientists found that if global warming continues on its current trajectory, heat waves like the one in 2021 could become commonplace in the Pacific Northwest, happening about once every 10 years. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
President Joe Biden delivered pumpkin pies to firefighters in Massachusetts for Thanksgiving. The president, First Lady Jill Biden, and their grandson Beau met with emergency staff and the fire department on Nantucket. In a continuing holiday tradition, he also spoke with U.S. service members who are away from their families for the holiday. Thousands of spectators lined the streets of New York City on Thursday to usher in the holidays by watching the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. A procession of giant inflatables and floats streamed for more than 40 blocks stretching from Central Park to Herald Square. This year's event featured 16 giant balloons, 28 floats, 12 marching bands, and much more. And international cartoon character Bluey, the Australian cattle pup, made her parade debut. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.